Our shir should be as chus for shleima shoshana basleya, and Moshe tzvi befrida simcha. So this week's parsha is parsha's vayera. It's the parsha that all the svarim talk about hachnasas orchim, about having guests over for meals, Shabbos, whatever it is. The Maran Shabbos brings down kuf chav zayin aman aleph says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav gedola hachnasas orchim meikabos pnei shechina. Greater, on a greater scale, is hachnasas orchim, having guests, greater than the revelation of the Shechina. And know where the Gemara learns that from our pasuk by Avraham Avinu the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu was talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then once he saw the three quote unquote malachim came, right? The malachim were there. He came and he left the Shechina to go with them. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein is a famous rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. He's Rav Chaim Kanievsky's brother-in-law. He has an amazing idea and an amazing story, which I would like to share with you guys on Hachnosis Orchin. We know that Rashi famously brings down that right after Avraham Avinu in last week's Parsha got the Bris Milah, it was very hard for Avraham Avinu. Right? And Rashi brings down, I think it was the first or second Rashi on the Parsha this week, that the third day was the hardest time after Bris Milah. It's the most pain. And Hashem brought a very big layer of sun, so to make sure that there will be no travel that day, so Avraham Avinu could rest. However, Rashi goes on and says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the pain that Avraham Avinu had from not having guests, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the malachim disguised as regular people to be able to have guests for Avraham Avinu. Unbelievable. The Zerbersin then quotes the Medrash Psikto Rabasi Perak Yudalid Parah. It says an amazing thing. It says, we'll say it outside, and then we'll maybe say a couple lines inside. The Medrash says that everything Avram did with these guests, everything he did himself, individually, personally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davka paid his children back. What does it say? The Pasuk says that Avram brought them bread, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought his children man in the midbar. Mida k'negen mida. Avraham Avinu brought his guests bread, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael man in the midbar. The Medrash goes on, Avraham sat them underneath some shade under the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Ananiya kavod. Right? And finally, Avraham escorted his guests out when they left, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu escorted Klal Yisrael in the midbar with the Ananiya kavod by day, and the Ish by night. So we see this dynamic that everything Avraham Avinu did, Kadosh Baruch Hu paid him back for. And I think that the following story, when I first saw the story, I was mamash felt almost fell out of my seat. You Bez Hashem, you also see this story, whether not tonight or at the Shabbos table. It's an unbelievable story on the merit of Hachnosis Orachim, the merit of hospitality. Rav Zerberstein quotes a story from Rav Avram Khan. I think he's a famous rabbi in Flatbush. But Avram Khan says a story about his father, Yom Tov HaKohen Khan. He says that he was once, this is before World War II, and his father, Rav Yom Tov HaKohen Khan, was a very, very wealthy Jew living in Prague. Very wealthy, and everyone knew about him. The minhag was in Prague, as in probably was a lot of shuls in Europe, that, when someone came to a certain town for Shabbos, they didn't always know everyone, they didn't text everyone, or email anyone. They didn't have that. So what happened? How did you get a meal on Shabbos if you came in very late? So the minhag was, Rav Zilberstein says the story from Avraham Khan, that anyone who needed a meal for that night, for that Shabbos, you waited by the door. And then when the Baal HaBatim would pass by, they would say, oh, you need a meal? Please come with us. Unbelievable. He said every Shabbos, his father would be the last one to be able to leave the shul. After all the Baal HaBatim would always pick their guests, whatever, the people who, the people they liked, the people they were shmoozing with during davening, probably not during davening, but before and after davening, right? And there was always three or four people who either they smelled or they weren't the quote-unquote primary guest that people would want to have at the Shabbos. He said, every Shabbos, my father waited at the door, and for those people who didn't look as the greatest fit or the greatest outfit, whatever it is, my father invited them over and treated them like royalty. So much so that he had servants. He was so wealthy, he had servants there and serving them food and everything. After every Shabbos, they had these people. They would come with lice. They would come with these crazy things. So every Shabbos, the servants, what would they have to do? They have to scrub it down. And they looked at each other. Why is our host making us do this every Shabbos? Why can't he invite the regular people? Every Shabbos he has to invite the people who have lice, the people who smell. Every Shabbos. And they were clear. And they would expect the thing. They would expect the same guest every Friday. The mother, his wife, Rava, Rav Yamtav Kohen's wife, never said a word. She was always very, very. She was always very happy. Baruch Hashem, and she always made sure they indulged and they enjoyed very much. Unfortunately, World War II came, and as many famous rabbis were sought out by Hitler and the Nazis, Yimach Shalom, you know, they went after the big names, they went after the rabbis. So he was immediately arrested, and he was shipped from one labor camp to the next. Finally, he got to a certain camp called Mauthausen, very famous concentration camp. Unfortunately, especially in this concentration camp, there's a big lice issue. If you ever see these pictures from the Holocaust, not every single inmate, not every single Jew or a prisoner had a bed. They had 10, 20 people in one bed. You know, when I went to go see to visit the camps about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, you saw these bedposts. Literally, they would jam Jews in like sardines. 10, 20 people. And what happened if one person had lice? The rest of the people also got lice, and lice was a crazy thing that was happening. All the diseases that they kept on getting very contagious. Rav Yom Tov HaKohen Kan, Rav Yom Tov Kan explains, not one time did he get lice in the camps. He said after the war that because he felt that he had such an important emphasis on Hachnasos Orchem. Dafka with the people that no one wanted. Dafka with the people that didn't look as the ultimate guest. Kadosh Baruch Hu paid him back Mida Keneged Mida. That the things that he had with every Shabbos at every one of his Yontif meals, whatever it was, that was Dafka the thing that he didn't get. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "You're going to take care of my children. You're going to take care of my children every Shabbos. I'm going to take care of you in your time of need." I don't know about you guys, but when I was in high school, especially now, sometimes we're always so prone to invite the people we're friends with, the people that are quote unquote cool, whatever that means. Are we inviting the people that the guy who doesn't have so many friends, or the guy from our shul, or the guy from our school who's not the coolest guy in the crowd, or about that guy in shul who once said a comment to me that he doesn't have so many friends? Are we inviting that guy? Chanasus Orchem has a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous brachos. And Emir Hashem, if we should take this parsha of Achnasos Orchem to be able to realize the great schus of Achnasos Orchem, and if Avraham Avinu, our father, left the Shechina to be able to go greet the guests by the front of the tent, how much more so, Be'ez Hashem, Ma'is Avosim Labanim, the actions of our forefathers, it's a sign for us to be Be'ez Hashem, to be able to take Achnasos Orchem in a serious way, and one step at a time. No one says you have to invite 30 people at one time. Okay, one Shabbos, one person. Whether it be a whole shit, to sleep over, to eat over, whatever, that's up to you on your level. And Rav Hashem, if we take this chus of Hachnosos Orchem, Mishmi Zocha, be able to get all the shpas and all the brachas, Bez Hashem, in our lives, be able to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know how to treat your children. And Bez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that we know how to treat our brothers and sisters, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shower all of his brachas on us. Shkoyach.